action and emotion.
Super yesterday.
Color chart is the heart of quick learning.
Fluency comes with practice.
Solo en quick learning, hablas o hablas.
Prepárate para llevar tu inglés al siguiente nivel con este podcast diseñado al estilo Quick Learning. En el enlace de la página que te dejamos en la descripción, podrás acceder a contenido exclusivo creado por nuestro equipo de expertos y disfrutar de una experiencia de aprendizaje única y divertida. ¡Chécalo! ¡No te lo puedes perder! Ahora sí, comencemos con nuestro episodio.
¡Hola! Te doy la bienvenida a The Quick Learning Podcast. En este episodio hablaremos de algo muy importante. ¿Sabías que al segundo viernes de enero se le conoce como Quitting Day? Sí, tristemente, es el día en que mucha gente abandona sus propósitos de año nuevo. Pero este año no será así. Este año vamos a cumplir nuestros objetivos y este episodio está hecho para ayudarte a hacerlo. Sabemos que empezaste el año con todas las ganas de hacer progresos en tu vida y cumplir una serie de metas. Queremos decirte que estamos aquí para ayudarte. Hoy compartiremos algunos consejos prácticos para seguir adelante, mantener la motivación y hacer realidad tus propósitos. Y como aquí lo más importante es aprender, vamos a enfocarnos en la práctica del inglés. ¡Comencemos!
Okay, let's start with this. What is Quitting Day? Where does it come from?
So this day marks the time when some begin to reevaluate their New Year's resolutions. Some data analysts have studied consumption patterns, and the common trend is that enthusiasm for new goals begins to flag on this day.
That's right. Traditionally, Quitting Day is experienced on the second Friday of the year. This year, it will fall on January 10th. But why do people give up so quickly? What do you think happens?
Well, I think it's because people set huge, almost impossible goals, right?
Oh, no.
Setting overly ambitious goals without a realistic plan can lead to frustration and disappointment. Like saying, I'm going to be fluent in English this year. It is an excellent and achievable goal, but it requires a plan and a lot of dedication.
Totally. It's like climbing a mountain without a map. Instead, what if you break it down? Like saying, this month, I'll learn 50 new words, or I'll practice speaking for 10 minutes a day. Boom, manageable.
Exactly. Small wins lead to big success. And honestly, it's not just about English. If you want to exercise more, don't start with an hour every day. Try 10 minutes. It's all about keeping it realistic.
Absolutely. So, tip number one, make your goals specific and manageable. Think of them like building blocks.
And speaking of building blocks, have you ever noticed how rewarding it feels to cross something off a list? Maybe write your smaller goals down, like on a sticky note, and then cross them off one by one.
Oh, I love that idea. There's something truly satisfying about seeing progress, even if it's just a check mark on a piece of paper. All right, let's move on. Tip number two, create routines. I think this is where most people struggle. Success doesn't come from doing something once or twice, right?
Exactly. It's all about consistency. If you're learning English, set aside a specific time each day to practice. Maybe you could listen to our podcast during your commute. Turn it into a habit and you'll be amazed at how quickly you improve. Plus, you're making the most of your time.
Ooh, and pair it with something you already enjoy. For example, if you love music, check out our playlists on Spotify to practice English vocabulary and grammar. Just search for Quick Learning. Or if you're into cooking, try following recipes in English. It's all about weaving it into your daily life.
Exactly. And honestly, once it's part of your routine, it starts to feel effortless. Like brushing your teeth. You don't even think about it, you just do it.
Here's a fun one. Set a timer for 10 minutes and challenge yourself to focus on one thing, like speaking or writing in English. When the timer goes off, you're done. Simple, right?
All right, tip number three. This one's my favorite. Celebrate your small wins. Did you learn 5 new words? Spoke English for 10 minutes? That's a big step forward.
Absolutely. And celebrating doesn't have to be anything fancy. Maybe grab your favorite snack or just give yourself a little, yes, I did it moment.
Exactly. Let's actually pause for a second. Think about this. What's one small win you've had this week? Take a moment.
Got it? Awesome. You totally deserve to celebrate that. Seriously, nice work.
You know, sometimes we're so focused on the big picture that we forget to appreciate how far we've already come. Take a second to look back and give yourself some credit.
All right, tip number 4. Share your goals with someone you trust, a friend, a family member, or even an online group. You can even practice on your own. Record your voice speaking English and listen to it later to know what changes to make.
Oh, and you can find a language buddy. It could be someone who's learning too, or a native speaker who can help. It's so much more fun when you're in it together.
Totally agree. And hey, if you're listening to this podcast, you're already part of a community. Reach out, share your progress. We'd love to hear from you.
And don't forget to encourage others too. Sometimes helping someone else stay motivated can boost your own commitment.
Last but not least, be kind to yourself. Change is hard. Nobody gets it perfect all the time. If you miss a day, it's okay. Just pick up where you left off.
Yeah, progress isn't a straight line. Some days are easier than others, and that's totally fine. Just keep moving forward.
Here's a phrase to keep in mind. I'm doing my best, and that's enough. Now, say it out loud in English. Positive self-talk is such a powerful way to boost both your confidence and your language skills.
You know what? Even a little bit of effort every day adds up. Be proud of yourself for trying.
All right, let's recap. Make your goals specific and manageable. Create a routine. Celebrate your wins. Get support. And be kind to yourself. These steps can help you avoid quitting day and keep going strong.
And let's not forget, this is a journey, not a race. It's about taking those little steps every day that move you closer to your goals. You're doing better than you think, and every effort counts.
Couldn't agree more. And hey, if learning English is one of your goals, you've already taken an amazing step just by listening to this podcast.
Thanks for spending time with us today. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend who might need a little extra motivation. And don't forget to subscribe to the Quick Learning Podcast for more tips and encouragement.
Eso fue todo por este episodio. Así que ya sabes, no debes dejar que tu motivación se acabe tan fácil. Hay muchas formas de cumplir todas tus metas. Poco a poco, sabemos que lograrás todo lo que te propongas. Puedes comenzar aplicando los tips que en este episodio te dimos, y si tienes otros que te gustaría compartir, déjalos en los comentarios. Este es el año en el que hablas o hablas. Nos escucharemos la siguiente semana. Hasta la próxima.
Recuerda visitar el enlace de la descripción para encontrar material exclusivo que te servirá para continuar practicando. Aprender inglés nunca fue tan único. Si tú ya conoces nuestras clases, te estarás preguntando, ¿y el color chart? ¡Buenas noticias! En el enlace también podrás mejorar tu pronunciación haciendo uso de esta gran herramienta. Y si aún no lo conoces, ¡te contamos! El color chart es nuestra herramienta de uso continuo favorita para lograr una excelente pronunciación. Ya que en el inglés hay sonidos que no existen en español. Conócelo y hazlo parte de tu día a día. En Quick Learning siempre estamos buscando nuevas y divertidas formas para que tu experiencia hablando inglés sea la mejor. Ya lo sabes, solo en Quick Learning hablas o hablas.
Fluency comes with practice.
Solo en Quick Learning, hablas o hablas.